No, not you. Not the martyr. No, not you. Not the honest. Oh, you. There you are. Darling, over here. You need to come over here. Skip the line. There we are. Are you doing okay? Not too roughed up? Not too traumatized? What do I mean? Oh dear, don't tell me. You're disoriented. Don't you remember anything about your life? Look around. See all the pearly gates? The clouds? The freaky angels who won't stop staring? You died. Yeah, welcome to heaven. Hope it's not too much of a disappointment. I don't know what you were expecting. I'd give you a tour, but I won't. Oh, but I forgot to give you the rundown that actually matters. I'm your wife. That's right, we're married now. I know you weren't part of any wedding or anything, but all of heaven recognizes our matrimony. Look, I have the certificate right here, signed in gold and scented with perfume and everything. And even the angels enforce our marriage. Look, watch. Hey, angel, what would you do if anyone tried to annul or violate this marriage? See? They just tossed the plan as a show of force. I think that plan was just for decoration, though. So it's not a big deal. Anyway, we're wasting time. I mean, I know we have all eternity here, but still. We're wasting time. We need to get home. I can't wait another second. Hey, angel. Take us there. Alright. We're here. What do you think of my cloud? Well, I think the others call them islands or platforms or whatever. I don't know for sure. I don't really talk to them. But hey, it looks like a cloud. So, what do you think? The mansion is made out of silver and pearl. The milk of the lake tastes... Well, there isn't a taste on earth to describe it. She'll know how good it is when you try it. What else? Oh, that building at the side of the mansion is an arcade. It's got things like... Okay, how do I put this? It's like science fiction virtual reality on steroids. Except the games are well-designed instead of having nonsensical design philosophies. This is all pretty great, right? Well, for a normal person, these luxuries would all be pretty great. I honestly just couldn't get into any of it until you showed up. You're really the only thing that makes this heaven. But it's a lot better than your old life, right? I mean... Remember your old life? All the stressful tests you had to cheat on. Sometimes you even had to lie about being sick to skip a day. And then there was all that extra stressing about money. All those unethical things you did, like not reporting extra income on your tax report. And don't even get me started on your internet browsing habits. Yeah, life kind of sucked, so I don't really blame you. But you committed a lot of sins. That's why you're supposed to be burning in hell right now. What? Don't tell me you thought you got to heaven based on your own merit. Oh dear. Yeah, no. Not by a long shot. You're here because you're my reward. You see, I'm here in heaven because I was such a goody two-shoes back when I was on earth. Well, at least I was good as a yandere can be. You see, I've always loved you, but never moderately. I was always watching you. I think I got a few points off for stalking, actually. Once I had started watching you from heaven, though, I think it was fair game. But still, in general, I had the patience of a saint. You see, there were so many things I wanted to do to all the lecherous eyes who ogled my beloved, my divine betrothed. I want to be more specific about my wrath. But the angels always give me warnings when I'm too, how might I put it, honest. Talk about ironic, am I right? Anyway, since I had the patience of a saint, I got the heavenly reward of one. That means you. Now, come on. We have so many things to catch up on. I never married you when we were still mortals, so I want to do all the embarrassing and lovey-dovey things that married couples do. I was thinking maybe we should start with hand-holding or lap pillows. Which one do you prefer? Hey, where are you going? To the arcade? But I don't want to go to the arcade. I'm not here to play games. I'm here for hand-holding and lap pillows with you. Listen, I don't want to grab you like this and be so rough with you, but I think you just don't get it. Come here. Come on. To the edge. I want you to look down and tell me what you see. Do you see that? See all those people burning in hell in a scene out of Dante's Inferno? That should be you. But I, in my grand mercy and wisdom, have spared you from it by loving you. So don't put my love to waste. You were made for me. You owe me your existence. The only reason you're up here in heaven and not suffering down there with the other sinners is because I earned heaven. And you are my reward. Now, if you don't want to be my reward, what do you think will happen to you? Should I tell the angels I don't want you anymore? Have them toss you down there like they tossed that planet? That's what I thought. I forgive you. Now, come back to where we left off. So, hand-holding or lap pillows?